It's Krakow, April 21st, 1933. So before you and myself born, you were also not yet born, sister. Not yet. 1933. Neither myself. For the greater glory of God, and Majorem Dei Gloriam. The eighth day retreats before perpetual worlds. Very important. I'm beginning the retreat today. Jesus, my Master, guide me. Govern me according to your will. Purify my love that it may be worthy of you. Do with me as your most merciful heart desires. There will be just the two of us during these days until the moment of our union. Keep me, Jesus, in a recollected spirit. In the evening, the Lord said to me, my daughter, let nothing frighten or disconcert you. Remain deeply at peace. Everything is in my hands. I will give you to understand everything through Father Andres. Be like a child toward him. Be a child. A moment before the Blessed Sacrament. That's a prayer. Oh my eternal Lord and Creator, how am I going to thank you for this great favor, namely that you have deigned to choose miserable me to be your betrothed, and that you are to unite me to yourself in an eternal bond. O dearest treasure of my heart, I offer you all the adoration and thanksgiving of the saints and of all the choirs of angels, and I unite myself in a special way with your mother. O Mary, my mother, I humbly beg of you, cover my soul with your virginal cloak at this very important moment of my life, so that thus I may become dearer to your Son, and may worthily praise your Son's mercy before the whole world and throughout all eternity. I could understand the meditation today. My spirit was extraordinarily immersed in God. I could not force myself to think about what the priest was saying during the retreat. I'm often unable to think according to the points. My spirit is with the Lord, and that is my meditation. Of course, the spiritual director is very spiritual, all the points, 1.1 and ABC, 2.0, cannot enter my, just when my mind heart with the Lord. A few words from a conference with Mother Directress, Mother Mary Joseph, she clarified many things for me, and she set me at peace as regards my spiritual life, reassuring me that I was on the right path. I thank the Lord Jesus for this great favor, for she is the first of the superiors who did not cause me any doubts in this regard. Or how infinitely good God is. At least one person can understand the situation. O living host, my one and only strength, fountain of love and mercy, embrace the whole world. Fortify faint souls. Oh, blessed be the instant and moment when Jesus left us his most merciful heart. To suffer without complaining, to bring forth comfort to others, and to drown my own sufferings in the most sacred heart of Jesus. So you keep the suffering and you share joy with others. to suffer without complaining, to bring comfort to others, and to drown my own sufferings in the most secret heart of Jesus. That's the way. But most of the time we share the pain with others to, but share the joy with others. You keep your own suffering only with Jesus. We want the whole world knows how suffering you are. That's how we are. Human nature. I will spend all my free moments at the feet of my Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. At the feet of Jesus, I will seek light, comfort, and strength. I will show my gratitude unceasingly to God for His great mercy towards me, never forgetting the favors He has bestowed on me, especially the grace of our vocation. I will hide myself among the sisters, like a little violet among lilies. I want to blossom for my Lord and Maker, to forget about myself, to empty myself totally for the sake of immortal souls. This is my delight. A few of my thoughts. As regard Holy Confession, I shall choose what costs and humiliates me most. Sometimes a trifle costs more than something greater. I will call to mind the passion of Jesus at each confession, to arouse my heart to contrition. Insofar as possible, with the grace of God, I will always practice perfect contrition. I will devote more time to this contrition. Before I approach the confessional, I shall first enter the open and most merciful heart of the Savior. When I leave the confessional, I shall rouse in my soul great gratitude to the Holy Trinity for this wonderful, inconceivable miracle of mercy that is brought in my soul. And the more miserable my soul is, the more I feel the ocean of God's mercy engulfing me and giving me strength and great power. Sorry. The rules that I most often fail to obey. Sometimes I break silence. Disobedience to the signal of the bell. Maybe when the bell rang and then she's still working on her own. She should stop. You do that? I never succeed. we know that we have to obey. Sometimes I meddle in other people's affairs. Lucy. I will do my very best to improve, she promised. I will avoid sisters who grumble, and if they cannot be avoided, I will at least keep silence before them, thus letting them know how sorry I am to hear such things. Finish. Don't add any words, any comments. Usually we add more comments. No. I must take no heed of the opinion of others, but the evidence of my own conscience, and take God to be the witness of all my actions, because many people criticize you. She said, I don't care. Only before the Lord I do it. I'm respond to the Lord. You know, many people accuse you. I don't do that. I don't this. Why don't you sit there and I sit here? I must do everything and act in all matters now as I would like to do and act at the hour of my death. For this reason, in every action, I must be mindful of God. That's how she lived the will of God every present moment. That moment, think this is the will of God, do it. Just go ahead. Avoid presumed permissions. You are a superior, you understand. Many people so supreme, presumed you agree. When you say nothing, and then you say, okay, you are okay. But you're saying, I'm thinking, and then you are saying, okay. No? Is it right? I must report even small things to my superiors and do so in as much detail as is possible. I must be faithful in my spiritual exercises. I must not easily ask to be dispensed from them. I must keep silent outside time of recreation and avoid jokes and witty words that make others laugh and break silence. So when you live in a community, always in silence. So at times, some thoughts, some motions, and you know, you can keep people, you know, that's break silence. Even you don't speak out, you break the wall of silence. We left understand, because we are not living in a convent. Only Sister Gabriela can understand. You are only person have this experience in the convent. I must have great appreciation for even the most minute rules. I must not let myself become absorbed in the world of works, but take a break to look up to heaven. Speak little with people, but a good deal with God. I avoid familiarity. I must pay little attention as to who is for me and who is against me. Don't care because, oh, she likes me, or she doesn't like me. Many times you choose friends like this. We look for people like you more, and then you avoid people who doesn't like you. In the common, the same thing. We are human beings. So I must not tell others about those things I have had to put up with. I must avoid speaking out loud to others during work. I must maintain peace and equanimity during times of suffering. In difficult moments, I must take refuge in the wounds of Jesus. I must seek consolation, comfort, light, and affirmation in the wound of Jesus. In the midst of trials, I would try to see the loving hand of God. Nothing is as constant as suffering. It always faithfully keeps the soul company. Oh Jesus, I will let no other surpass me in loving you. She wants to be the champion of loving the Lord. O Jesus, hidden in the Blessed Sacrament, you are dead in pronouncing my perpetual vows. I'm living the novitiate today. Jesus, you know how weak and little I am. And so from today on, I am entering your novitiate in a very special way. I continue to be a novice, but your novice. Jesus, you will be my master to the last day. Daily I will attend lectures at your feet. I will not do the least thing by myself without consulting you first as my master. Jesus, how happy I am that you yourself have drawn me and taken me into your novitiate. That is to say, into the tabernacle. In making my perpetual vows, I've by no means become a perfect nun. No, I'm still a weak little novice of Jesus and must strive to acquire perfection as I did in the first day of the novitiate. And I will make every effort to keep the same disposition of soul which I had on the first day of the convent gate opened to admit me. So nice, and if it's the first day in the convent, it's so different that you have been 20 years in the convent. Is it true? consider you the first day to be a religious man, the first day. Or I, the first day of my ordination. It's so different. Oh, I'll be 40 years, nearly 50 years, tired, know everything, manage, understand anything. That knows no freshness. With the trust and simplicity of a small child, I give myself to you today, O Lord Jesus, my Master. I leave you completely freedom. You completely freedom in directing my soul. Guide me, follow your trustingly. Your merciful heart can do all things. So, just do the same you, even you are not in the chapel, in the convent, but Jesus is next to you. Especially when you come to the church, come to the tabernacle, that's your master, the only master. You serve nobody but Jesus himself. The little novice of Jesus, Sister Faustina. At the beginning of the retreat, Jesus told me, during this retreat, I myself will direct your soul. I want to confirm you in peace and love. And so the first few days passed by. On the fourth day, doubts began to trouble me. Is not this tranquility of mind false? You know, too quiet. It's impossible, no? You should feel so much, you know, here and there, noises, and it's too quiet. You know, when it's quiet in the sea, it's a worse sign because storm will come next moment. Then I heard these words. My daughter, imagine that you are the sovereign of all the world and have the power to dispose all things according to your good pleasure. You have the power to do all the good you want. And suddenly a little child knocks on your door, all trembling and in tears, and trusting in your kindness, asks for a piece of bread, lest he died of starvation. What would you do for this child? Answer me, my daughter. Examination. And I said, Jesus, I will give the child all it asked, and 1,000 times more. And the Lord said to me, that is how I am treating your soul. In this retreat, I am giving you not only peace, but also such a disposition of soul that even if you wanted to experience uneasiness, you could not do so. That's a gift. Don't look for troubles when you are in peace. Don't be stupid. Just want you to enjoy your peace, and then you say, why not? No, why not? Because you used to have troubles, no? When suddenly you have no troubles, and then you doubt, what happened to you? Jesus say, I am giving you. Don't worry. My love has taken possession of your soul, and I want you to be confirmed in it. Bring your ear close to my heart. Forget everything else and meditate upon my wondrous mercy. My love will give you the strength and courage you need in these matters. Only for you, only for you, only for you. This is our prayer, no? For Jesus, for you. Say this, no? At times when you, anything, any moment, Jesus, only for you. Only for you, only for you. You know, this is a chance for the Lord to help you. You know, don't not keep your attention to all the little things. God is great. Jesus, living host, you are my mother. You are my all. It is with me, with simplicity enough, with faith and trust, then I will always come to you, O Jesus. I will share everything with you as a child with its loving mother, my joys and sorrows, in a word, everything. So this disposition, when you come to the chapel, the Blessed Sacrament expression on Sunday morning, you know, we have this disposition. Come with this disposition the whole week, just entrust everything. No one can comprehend what my heart feels when I meditate on the fact that God unites me with himself through the vows. God makes known to me, even now, the immensity of the love he already had for me before time began. And as for me, I've just begun to love him in time. His love was ever great, pure, and disinterested. And my love for him comes from the fact that I'm beginning to know him. We don't love God because we don't know him yet. Right? We said that we know many things, but only from the brain, from the brain. It's not from the heart. The more I come to know him, the more ardently, the more fiercely I love him, and the more perfect my acts become. Meanwhile, each time I call to mind that in a few days I am to become one with the Lord through perpetual vows, a joy beyond all description floods my soul. From the very first time that I came to know the Lord, the gaze of my soul became drowned in him for all eternity. Each time the Lord draws close to me and my knowledge of him grows deeper, a more perfect love grows within my soul. You remember when the first time he met Jesus? When he was still a young girl. It's a dancing party. You remember? Everybody dancing. And then when he is sitting down, while waiting for another, and might be waiting for another boy to invite him, suddenly Jesus was sitting down next to him with blood in his body, the passion Lord sitting beside him. That's the first encounter of Faustina with Jesus the Lord. Before confession, I heard these words in my soul. That's the word of Jesus for him, for her. My daughter, tell him everything and reveal your soul to him as you do before me. Do not fear anything. It is to keep you in peace that I place this priest between your soul and myself. The words he will speak to you are my words. Reveal to him your soul's greatest secrets. I will give him light to know your soul. So Jesus is always working through people. You might ask, so direct with the Lord. Why can't the Lord, you know, even the Lord is guiding her retreat for not this time. The other time, she do the retreat with Jesus, the one, you know, asked her to read the Gospel of St. John. Do you remember? Read the Gospel of John. I think I forgot which chapter. Two chapters, ask her to read just for the material for her meditation. And Jesus is the one following her. But at times, you go to the confessor and I will put my words into his mouth to you. It's that time Jesus doesn't work directly. That's my experience also. You know, when I was in Toronto, I'm mentioning the woman with stigmata. She's the one who talked to Jesus often, and then Jesus appeared to her. And she asked me to write a letter to Jesus. I wrote a letter on the paper, and I gave it to her. And she offered to Jesus. At night, Jesus took away my paper. After 3 months, Jesus came to her. not to me, to her. That's on a, when, on a Thursday afternoon at 3 o'clock. And Jesus answered, come, write down, take this message to my priest. That he was waiting for me for 3 months. Jesus didn't answer my questions, my worries directly through her and give me the letter of God, Jesus' word, and print it, give it to me. You see? Jesus worked in this way. Wonderful. You know, to be humble. Otherwise, who is she? No, she's just a woman. You know? And Jesus worked for a weak woman. She's a nurse also. She suffered a lot because she has stigma. You can imagine. You can imagine. Even during ordinary times, when she's opened her eye, it's painful. Just all the year, I think all the year through, it's pain as in the passion of the Lord. But the Lord said, don't show yourself that you're suffering. You just treat people as if you are normal. Of course, she's normal, but it's not normal. You know, we are normal. Maybe I'm not normal. But you have to be normal. Many things are not normal. But to not pretend, but behave normal with people. You offer your suffering only with the Lord. Nothing else. Nobody else. With people, always giving blessing, joy, and congratulations for people. And yourself, one mind, one heart, just suffer, just with your own love, Jesus Christ. And this is the secret of our joy. If you seek consolation, understanding from people, you're wrong. Nobody will understand. Even you yourself don't understand yourself. How can other people understand yourself? Each person is a mystery. The most mystery thing is yourself. You see? Jesus is so good, so many friends. They are the word of God. Through them, Jesus is forming you to a better person. Don't think that they are the block obstacles for your growth. They are God's blessing for you. Everything, everybody beside you, they are your angels. Not temptations. You consider temptation, but Jesus is really working hard for each one of us, for our growth, spiritual life. So that only love is in Jesus. That's the way. Otherwise, you think other way? No way. Right? It's very deep spirituality from Sister Faustina. It's a simple nun, right? But so deep. Once you are one immersed in the Lord, everything is perfect for our life. So don't hesitate to come closer to the Blessed Sacrament. Okay?